On the Jellicoe Road, written by Melina Marchetta and read by Rebecca McCauley. My father took 132 minutes to die. I counted. It happened on the Jellicoe Road, the prettiest road I'd ever seen. Jude sat still, listening to a memory so sad that he wondered how Nani could tell it so calmly, with so much clarity and detail. Over the years, he'd had a fair idea of what had happened that night on the Jellicoe Road, and sometimes he hated himself for wanting to be part of something so tragic. He wanted to be the hero riding by on a stolen bike. He wanted to be the one carrying their parents and Tate's sister out of the cars. He wanted to belong to them. With them, he found solace. They sat by the river, and he wanted to take Nani's hand, but didn't dare. Do you know why I couldn't count how long it took my mother to die? As much as he knew that he didn't want to hear the answer, he shook his head. Because she flew out that window. I could see her the whole time, from where I was sitting. And I knew she was dead straight away because she didn't have a head, Jude. And I stayed in that spot, not moving a single inch. And everyone thought I was scared. But I wasn't. Because if I moved an inch, Webb would see her. And you don't know how much Webb loved her, Jude. And I would have died right there if I knew that Webb saw her like that. I would have. I would have.